Good evening. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. Just a lot going on.
Tony's better.
You know,
good.
It's just been hard with my daughter.
How's her elbow?
Well, as long as she doesn't move it, it doesn't hurt. She's not one that pain medicine. And, tomorrow her husband leaves again. So to go back to work, you know, they're a week on and a week off. And that's how he works, offshore. And only he's not offshore anymore. He's on land, but it's right near the coastline. And he can't come in each night. You know, it's a week on, week off. And so, and I know a lot of companies these last few days because everybody was off, you know, and the family. So, and if you go to sleep, if you don't get to bed until it's 3:15, you know, you're busy. But it was all good. So it worked. And hopefully I'll catch up what I missed.
Well, eventually. It's not much you missed because we didn't do it. I wasn't doing a lot of classes because I couldn't keep my eyes open after moving. It took me 3 days of sleep to catch up to it.
Yeah, I well know.
So.
Well, you need it, I'm sure. You needed it. So.
I needed it.
Mm-hmm. I just
and
don't
I'm
have any for, you know. It's one night I'm up at 2. The next night I'm going to bed at 2. Oh, gosh. But I'm glad I'm getting up and I'm glad I'm getting to go. So. You got much more to get your room settled?
The room's pretty well settled. I'm just exhausted from the settling.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling I'm not going to be able to stay awake for that. At least I saw 5 minutes ago that I could get on at 6:30. So.
Understand.
We have to do errands for her tomorrow. So get prescriptions. And,
Good evening, Brandy.
Good evening.
Hi, hello. Brandy.
Hey, Barbara.
Well, we can begin now.
Okay.
We're in the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, Parashat Lech Lecha, section 15, and verse 131. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud, and then read the Aramaic. Lashem Yehud, Kuchabari Su Ishkinte, Bit Hilur, Himu, Hilu, Hilur, Himu. Leakta, Lashem Yudhe Bavavhe. Yehuda, Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehinu Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kananehu. Pasuk 131. Tachatze Alma Da'il Ela Itzterich Ve'it aruta ve'alma tata'a v'kad nishmat tzpon tzadikai ayo navke mehai alma v'salke ve'ela toho mitla b'she b'imchora ilela bidyokna Declare, who hope, sha bari tu misha sha batae ulon dian hu bari ovado dial da ifrun Yisrael de it lon nishvatin kadishin benin likud shabari hu Pada Panim Eitem La Shem Elokia Eitem Panim Badai Ibadi Ovado. The translation. Come and see. The upper world needs to be aroused by the lower world. When the souls of the righteous leave this world and rise up to the Garden of Eden, they are all clothed by the supernal light, by a splendid figure. And the Holy One, blessed be He, delights Himself with them and brings to fore them because they are the fruit of His handiwork. Therefore, Israel are called the children to the Holy One, blessed be He, because they have acquired holy souls. As it is written, you are the children of Hashem, your Elohim, because the souls are definitely the children, the fruit of His handiwork. My commentary. The verse is clear as written, yet it does not explain the concept of Hashem's delight. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I looked upon it from our side, how comforting that is to know. And it also, when it said, you are the children of Hashem, your Elohim, and how we would proclaim those seven times at Yom Kippur, you know, during the sort of Hashem Hu Ha Elohim. I mean, we were actually saying Hashem is Elohim. So if we're proclaiming that, and He's coming back proclaiming us as His children, that's pretty wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome, Malta.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm a little late.
Not a problem. We just are finishing up. I think we're finishing up verse 131.
Okay.
Should I go on, Hannah, or do you want to ask other questions or make other comments?
No, that's all that came to me. I mean, when you said you felt clear as written, and I felt the same thing, but I felt a comforting arm. And then I thought, you know, I don't know, isn't there a verse somewhere about Hashem putting on a tallit? You know, and if people put on tallits, and it's like He puts on tallits. I mean, it's like, I don't know, a reciprocal relationship with our Creator. Of course, I know there's more.
I agree.
Blessed are those who Hashem is their God. I mean, isn't that a verse, I believe.
Verse 132. Amar Rabbi Yisa V'afilu Inun Divhai Alma Hai Amar Lo Begin Divhalgot Lelya Koinun Zakai Bishot Kol Ho Mitare Lemi Pre Bioraita Umi Ishma Tush Behan Dilraita Baha Itmar Diku Chabrihu Wikalinun Sadikaya Div Go Kinta Deden Kolho Satin Lekalehon Bechota Dechesed Itmosha Alaihu Bimama Biktiv Yoma Yitzave Hashem Chazdo Uvalaila Shiro Aimi. Translation. Rabbi Yessa said, "You shall say that he even delights himself with those souls of this world. How can that be?" He replied, "Because at midnight all the truly righteous people awaken to the study of Torah and recite all of the praises of Torah. And we have learned that the Holy One, blessed be He, together with all the righteous who are in the Garden of Eden, all listen attentively to their voices. And during the day, a thread of grace is woven around them. As it is written, yet Hashem will command His loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. His songs shall be with me. Because of the song at night, they merit His loving kindness during the day." My commentary. The delight of Hashem is becoming aware of His creation, studying the Torah. His Torah. Questions, comments, thoughts.
And I think as we delight in the things that we see our children doing as they're growing up, that it's a picture in the natural of Hashem delighting in His children on earth, as well as the other verse, which was really pertaining to the Garden of Eden. But we go together, if we're physical and spiritual.
Well, but sometimes it's we grow the garden only good for what? A short while, like 20 days. So if we say the grace, which is the Shema in the morning, at night, if we say the nighttime Shema, then that essence of grace stays with us all the way through the night, protects us at night, and then stays with us during the daytime. And Hashem receives the delight, His personal delight, from our study, both day and night.
That last part of the Shema, when right at the end, it's Hashem talking back to us.
Right.
You know, that kind of, you know, throughout the day, there are too many things lately that seem to just be happening that we know that it's Hashem's blessings. It's too obvious to us. It's like our eyes are being opened to the spiritual world more. I mean, that's kind of what I've seen in the midst of what I guess you would call chaos. It's not chaos to any that it's chaos, what other word to use. And even though being consumed with all this activity going on. But yet you're going through it, and it's just obvious. Jim is right there, and these miraculous things are happening. And even though the miraculous things may seem very simple, your eyes are open to the reality of what's happening. Does that make sense? I don't know how to really put it into words.
Well, it's one cycle.
Ago, when Tony was too sick for them to send him to to Lafayette for the surgery, for the doctors who could do it, but it didn't do any good anyway because the doctor was on the airplane on his way to Chicago. But Hashem still made a way. And even though it was hectic and they were sending me a message, it's not an option to go to Lafayette. And I'm thinking, well, gosh, he's critical and he may not make it. That wasn't it at all, because the doctor wasn't there. But they were working behind the scenes to find a doctor, but yet they had already said that their hospital didn't have the right equipment, that they really didn't have a doctor who could do it, when in reality they did have a doctor who could do it, but because they don't do that particular surgery very often, they don't like to do it. They refer you to Lafayette. They had to do it, and it came through. And then the next thing was, well, huh, he fails for the next 24 hours is going to be critical. And he came right through that. And even though all that was kind of, I don't want to say that it was unnerving. I didn't like hearing what I was hearing. But I wasn't really that ruffled, because it was like, you knew Hashem was in control, and you knew everything was going to be all right.
Amen.
So,
you have the certainty, and when you have the certainty, nothing really matters.
Right. And I hope sometimes that Judy will get on record with you one of her experiences with losing her purse in the next few days. Hopefully she'll come on and you can get that on record. And those are the kind of things that, you know, it's just very obvious. I think Hashem is making his presence more aware to us. Or maybe it's more often.
For those who made their connection to the Zohar, yes, it is there known. It is, we become aware of it. But it's not that Hashem is making themselves known to us. It's because of our connection to the Zohar, we're able to perceive what Hashem has always done for us. Mm-hmm. I'll go on to 133.
Okay.
We all got to Shbecham, the Salkin, the Leilia, Kamea, got to Shbechbachka, Shalim Tachatse Bishata. The Israel Hawo Sagirin, the Vate Hom Kad Ketol. Shabrihu, the Korehom, the Mitzrae, the Hawo Amre, Alaila, the Tushbechan, Kamea. Good night. Thank you. I'll see you Sunday. The translation, therefore, the praises that rise up before the Holy One, blessed be He, at night, are the most complete. Come and behold, when Israel were shut in their houses, while the Holy One, blessed be He, was slaying the firstborns of the Egyptians, they were reciting these praises and psalms before the Holy One, blessed be He. My commentary. I'm raising the question of how did they know the psalms and the praises before the giving of the Torah?
Well, psalms mean songs. Doesn't it?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I thought you were through. Well, psalms mean songs. So does it necessarily mean, is it that it's sending to King David songs? It can't just be songs from the heart?
Of course it can, and some of them are included in the songs of the Psalms.
You know, one time, I don't know, you and I were having a conversation, and you said you pray one time, and that's it. And I, you know, I was used to pray many times over the same thing, but I'm beginning to see that you pray the one time, you have the faith that you know the direction the prayer has to go, you know, all the way to Jerusalem, and you know that the angels, just like in Daniel, that the negative side may be even trying to stop the prayers, but then you have the confidence that Hashem heard the prayer and it's on its way. And so now you just sing and praise and thank Hashem for the answer, which is also increasing your fear, your certainty.
You do only need to pray one time. And actually, when you pray multiple times for the same thing, you're really demonstrating your lack of certainty. But if you have a desire to pray more than once, then do so once a day and not three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Not a million times a day. Because what you're really doing with your prayer is asking Hashem to change His laws. As an example, if someone has an illness and you're praying that they overcome the illness, if the person decides to change himself, the prayer will be honored. But if he doesn't, no prayer is going to make that happen.
I was thinking more in the lines of, I mean, to me, it's always to call upon the mercy of Hashem for that person. But I was thinking, like, you know, there's so much in the news, and the more that I see, the more concerned I see that the safety of the president is very, very important. Okay, well, once a day, you know, asking Hashem to bring righteousness, help, you know, bring righteousness to our nation, and that he'll protect the president, and, you know, but then after that, the rest of the day is just, if it comes to your mind, it's like, you know, he's just thinking and thanking, you know, for the safety of our president, and you go on, because prayed it once that morning.
Right.
And I'm seeing at night that what I'm waking up to is more the things that are happening in the world. And I'm, you know, it's not so much, okay, so you wake up and you read from the Zohar, you read the Psalms. It's like this past week. And it's almost every night at 2:00 that I'm waking up. And it's something to do with what's going on in the world today. And I know it's Usher because the topics are like little pieces of puzzles with one linking to the next night, you know? And then yet the next day is so full of activity of what's happening just within family life, and like with us with the surgeries and my daughter breaking her arm, and you know, just I don't know. Maybe I'm just the only one experiencing these things right now. I don't know, but
you're not.
Okay. The one good thing, it's not what I'm seeing, so I feel like that's a good thing.
Well, Fisher, we're out of time, so.
Okay.
And tonight's class at the 7 o'clock hour is questions and answers, so let me know if you're going to come.
Okay. I'm not so sure. I don't have any questions right now. I don't pick out the other two, and I didn't go to sleep till 3:30, so I don't know if I can stay awake. I'm wide awake right now, though, so who knows? I'll do my best. If I can, I'll try and do my best to email you.
Understood.
Okay. You
all have a good evening.
Okay, will we have a Psalms class tomorrow morning?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you all. Good night, everyone. Shalom.
Good night.
Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom.